This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Wednesday. Enjoy. Grab your Mickey ears. Get ready for the ultimate party when Disney on Ice presents Let's Celebrate. It skates into your hometown with more than 50 unforgettable Disney characters. Oh, your kids are going to love this. Hosted by Mickey and Minnie, you go on an adventure through 14 of the greatest Disney stories ever told. Enter at RadioAlice.com/contest for your chance to score a family four-pack of front-row tickets to see Disney on Ice on your day of choice. October 14th through the 17th at the Oakland Arena.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather. Should be another beautiful day, maybe a little bit cooler, but not much. Just a few degrees. So sunny, highs in the 70s and 80s. They are saying... the people with actual weather machines, they're saying there's possible rain in the North Bay coming for this weekend.
Wow.
And my little app says a 30% chance of rain in San Francisco on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So we're watching that, and we'll see if that actually materializes. We could use it.
Hooray! We sure could.
Any
we'll
rain we
all.
Can get.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to do a text real quick because I feel the need to. Our text number is 800-400-3697, and we get a lot of texts. And most texters are super generous and complimentary, and every now and then you get someone who's you've rubbed them the wrong way, and then you get someone from left field where you go, huh?
What?
707 writes, "Hey Vinny, way to use somebody's death that you know nothing about to push your non-smoking campaign. Lame, bro." Let me respond to that by saying, as an ex-smoker, it's one of the hardest things in the world to quit. Like, you really, I really was trying to quit and couldn't. And I'm trying to push that campaign. Any possible chance I can say, please don't start smoking, I will say that. So whatever your feelings about cigarettes are, it sounds like you're very pro. Texter from 707, but I am anti, and I will try to mention that anytime I can. And that includes other forms of smoking, these tools that they now sell to people. I don't know what
they're... Vape pens.
Whatever they are.
No, listen, nicotine addiction, absolutely real. I don't know what Norm MacDonald died of, but there is a solid chance his smoking contributed to it.
Yeah, and I don't know. You're right, though, on that. But any chance I get to say, please don't start smoking, and if you will listen to that, I hope that you do. Because when you try to quit, you will go, oh, my God, I can't quit.
Mm.
And I remember my mom going, I took such good care of myself to give you a healthy body and everything, and now you're just destroying yourself with these cigarettes. And I was like, oh, Mom, I'll quit.
Don't worry,
I don't need to. But you don't know when you're starting.
It's weed that you smell, not cigarettes.
You don't know when you're starting just what that really means, quitting cigarettes, how hard it is. And you should just look at someone who's putting a ciggy in their esophagus hole.
Yeah.
There's an example of someone who can't quit.
Hard. And even if you have successfully quit, it is still a daily thing.
It's a the part time, of me,
I've quit
no
for
doubt.
10 years at a time, and you just don't know when you're gonna. That little addict inside you wants that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me move on now. Real quick, I don't know if you're following the recall. I didn't expect there to be results this fast, but it does appear like Gavin Newsom has beat back the recall.
Yeah.
So some places are calling it. They're saying he won. I'm looking at the results as of 3 a.m. and it's most the votes. It's 63% no, which keeps him in office. 36% yes, and then whatever the votes for Larry Elder or whoever else they wanted would have put that guy in place. But the votes are apparently enough that newspapers, including the Mercury News, are calling it a win. That he's going to stay in office, and there you go.
Good. Enough of this distraction.
Newsom beats recall effort. That's your headline. So, yeah. Enough of that, right?
Yep.
The next story is, this is a trip. So a girl reunites with mom after being allegedly kidnapped by dad in 2007. She was a 6-year-old little girl.
Oh.
So imagine looking at your 6-year-old boy, and then that's the last time you saw him.
Oh, my God.
A Florida girl who was abducted by her father in 07 is back in her mother's arms after reconnecting via Facebook.
Oh.
So Facebook gets a bad rap about a lot of things, but man, here's an situation where the mom, who I can't even imagine what she's gone through, after not having her kid for like 14 years or something.
Yeah, that's, and they couldn't find her? Like
her dad took, so they're this allegedly, the dad kidnapped her and took her to Mexico.
Oh.
And they've been living in Mexico. She,
so she's 20 or so now and
she's 19.
Okay.
So she said, the little girl is saying, I knew my parents had a bad relationship, and I thought I just was living with my dad. She didn't know that mom would never have said yes to that.
Right, right.
So the girl's mother told police she got a message from someone claiming to be her abducted daughter, Jacqueline. This was on September 2nd. So this is all very recent.
Wow.
This is 14 years after she was taken by her father, allegedly taken by her father. So she asked authorities to meet her daughter and her at the border in Texas, Laredo, Texas, and investigators determined this is the kidnapped daughter. So Hernandez, the daughter, Jacqueline, I should say.
Oh, look at the little girl.
Oh, she's just, I mean, if she was butt ugly, it'd still be a sad story.
Yes.
But she is cute as a button.
She's just adorable.
Right.
Oh, anyway. Look at the mom and the daughter. Oh, God. You're going to make me cry.
It's
I can't
even
imagine that.
I know. God. They say here, it's unclear why Jacqueline decided to reconnect with her mother 14 years later. I'm sure it's been eating her, right? Why isn't my mom talking to me?
Why doesn't my mom care about me? You know, you're 6 years old. You certainly had some years with mom. By the time you're six, you remember your mom. You ask your dad about the mom all the time, I'm sure.
You're more than well bonded by six. You're talking, you have...
You're in first grade.
Yeah, like, you have thoughts. Anyway, they've been reunited and now the dad is on the lam. The FBI is involved and they are looking for dad. So they say all indications are the father still is in Mexico, but my guess is they're going to find him.
Damn.
Gnarly, huh?
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's just incredible how that could happen. So is the whole family Mexican?
It sounds like
it,
yes.
Is that why he was able to, you know, hide himself down there? I wonder maybe she did. I mean, who knows what her efforts were early on, or maybe she was afraid if she left the country. I don't know. That's incredible.
Yeah, there could be a lot of things involved there, but either way, as a parent, I don't think you could Your days would never be the same.
No. I was even thinking in the time as you were talking about this, like if you had didn't have your kid for 14 years and you were just, you know, desperately sad and freaking out about it, like, do you ever laugh? Do you ever, is there ever a night when you can go to sleep and get a good night's sleep? Like, it's just like there's something so wrong in your life. How do you cope with that?
I hope none of us ever have to know.
I hope so too, Vin. Jeez, Louise.
By the way, real quick headline. If you remember those anti-boning beds that they made for the Olympians in Japan.
Yeah, yeah,
the cardboard beds where they were made to break apart if two people climbed onto them.
Mm-hmm.
The story now is extremely sad in the sense that, well, it's good. They're recycling those beds. They found a use for them.
Oh, great. What are they using them for?
COVID patients, because COVID is surging on the island nation. So as we were all there for the Olympics and it was all Japan and Tokyo, everyone, and look at the athletes go. And thankfully, we have this great TV to distract us from. And the world has left Tokyo, and Tokyo is still dealing with an incredibly bad COVID situation. The beds that were installed in the Tokyo Olympic Village that were made of cardboard, and they say they were aimed at avoiding intimacy among athletes. They will now be used in a makeshift.
Well, that's horrible news.
Temporary medical facility that will be used for COVID patients. Awful, but way to recycle.
Yeah, look, they're getting more use out of them. I mean, you know, you could probably easily do something with the bed frame, which is totally cardboard, but that mattress is going to be foam of some kind, so that's a little bit more difficult. So it's good that at least it's getting some more life.
You know,
before going into a landfill.
Those pads. Oh, that's a little thicker than I thought it was. We have one of those. Well, maybe not.
It looks like it's like 4 or 5 inches thick, maybe.
I can't tell from the picture Bryn's showing us, but I know we had one. I had one of those Tempur-Pedic bed topper things.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was just around for, I don't know when we bought it or why we had it, but it ended up being the thing that Christina and I both used to lay down on the floor next to the kid's bed.
Ah.
When we were trying to, you know, you're dealing with.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
The kid that won't go to sleep, right.
That ended up becoming very handy.
Well, maybe they could market these used mattresses as, you know, when your kid won't sleep, put this on the floor.
Or for overnights. I mean, they're useful.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Roll it up, maybe. Put it in your closet.
Right. That's what we used ours for. Anyway, let me see my time. Oh, I'm good. I believe we know that Bryn has been in a fight, and I have also been in a fight. A new poll asked 7,000 Americans, have you been in a fight? So the question is,
like a physical fight.
A fist fight. Have you been in a fist fight, Sarah Clark?
As a child, sure.
But your brother doesn't count.
No, this girl, Lucia Ware, I've told you about this, where we were going to have a fight.
I don't remember Lucia.
Yeah. No, we.
What happened?
You know, the kids all stood around us yelling fight.
Oh, and so you just did?
There was a little slapping.
Oh.
There was nothing much. It just wasn't going to happen. You know, we're fourth grade girls. Like, it just wasn't. I'm sure there are fourth grade girl fights, but we didn't have one of those.
You didn't have one, so you can't really say that you have
one. No. Just a little fight. Just a little physical. Everyone's yelling. You feel like you have to. She was so
over
tiny.
A third,
I don't know why she took me on.
Over a third of Americans have been in a fight before, and that includes 23% of women and half of men. I think it's more of a guy thing myself, but
I do.
And frankly,
girl fight.
For the guys who are listening to this and saying, "No, I haven't been in a fight." Good on you for
that
avoiding it,
because
it sucks. The adrenaline alone is enough to kill you.
Yeah.
You can't believe you've never been more adrenalized than that moment.
Yeah.
I mean, Bryn's probably heartbeat slows.
Yeah.
No.
He goes, kicking time slows down. He throws a punch and he's got all kinds of time to aim it. And
yeah, everybody starts moving in slow motion for me. Right.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm sure everybody has that fight or flight response. It's natural, right? Where you're like, if I don't do something, I'm going to die. So I got to make sure I don't die.
I got to pick right now.
Right.
I'm going to run or I'm going to kill this guy.
They do say, and this is good news, younger people were less likely to say they've been in a fight. So there's less of that going on out there now.
Well, that's good
people
news.
People are sorting their problems out in different ways. And it sounds like there's a lot more flight than fight. And that's a
flight,
good thing.
Flight might feel wrong in the moment, but it's always the right. Yeah, just run. Just run away.
Run for your life.
Run for your life. Run for it.
Now it's mostly cyberbullying.
Yeah, I know. That's what they really that's... They just mentally crush you for the rest of your life. Exactly. The fight will last the rest of your life.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few texts that you guys sent us. You can only bone on a bed, says 707. No, you can do it other places, but you know. If you're in Olympic Village and you're, I don't know. I mean, okay, yeah, you
yeah,
can
you
do it
could
now,
lay on the
right.
floor, right? You could do it wherever you want. You go in the bathroom and do it, whatever. But most people, you know, they sit down on the bed, they start making out, and then they get horizontal, and things happen. Most of the time, you're gonna if you've got a bed available, you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 408 says, Vinny, good for you. As a pediatrician, I see many kids who start to experiment with nicotine in many forms. We need someone who has a platform to help spread the word of the dangers involved. Nicotine is one of the most addictive and destructive drugs out there. Thank
Agreed.
You, Vinny.
Totally agree.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
you will be in nicotine prison the rest of your life. So when you decide, oh, I'm going to try this, just know you're not going to be the one who beats it. I won't get addicted to that. Okay.
Maybe your kid friends will tell you that, you know, smoking's all good. Ask a grown-up smoker. I can't believe they would be willing to say, oh, yeah, it's all good. I love it. I just don't believe that. I think if they were honest, they would tell you, I can't quit these to save my own life.
And I can't walk up those stairs without stopping twice to rest. Mm.
925 says, don't assume that Britney was in control of her Instagram. She didn't have an iPad until last year. You think they let her have free reign on Instagram?
Well, if they did let her have free reign, then she also has free reign on her Twitter, because that's where she said, by the way, I'm taking a break. She didn't quit her Twitter. She tweeted that she was taking a break. So maybe somebody else did that. But I will say this. She's definitely in charge of that, because the crazy town ramblings.
Are you sure that's not her PR department?
That is definitely not her PR department. Like, her PR department would be like, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Let's put up a flattering picture of you and some things that don't sound like a crazy person ranting. So, yeah, okay, whatever you think.
Look, it's clear. Based on our conversations and me reading the text, that there are still hardcore Britney Spears fans.
Leave her alone!
And they are rooting for her, and I don't blame you. And frankly, I'm rooting for her, too.
Sure, I'm rooting for her, too. I'm not.
The last thing I
exactly.
want is for Britney Spears to be broke and now out there trying to figure out how to get people to come to see her do concerts where she's really maybe not at the top of her game.
Yes.
It's Britney, bitch.
It's Britney, bitch.
That would be sad.
It would be.
I don't like it. One last one. We were talking about Gretchen, who used to do middays on Alice, and I believe Sarah is going to be joining Gretchy for lunch someday soon. 516 writes, I used to keep spreadsheets of trivia wins between Vinny and Gretchen. When she left, I permanently deleted it.
Aww.
That's too bad. I actually would like a copy of that, as I know I was the ultimate, you know.
Were you?
Winner.
Yeah. She was. You guys were a little bit better matched than you. And by the way, V Hale's on for trivia today.
Oh, good.
Yes, yeah. So another win for you coming up at
you don't know
9:45. Oh, really?
Probably
okay,
not
whatever
true.
You say. Let me. What, would you like me to pull out my spreadsheet?
No, thanks. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Rich people.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.